So it's the 40th anniversary of the cat this year, which is almost mind-boggling that in this day and age that something can exist in the form that it does and has for this long and still be around. And we wanted to sort of reflect on the history, and especially some of us that are around and have been around for a long time. It blows my mind that I look at, and Zoo, this is, it's going to be more for you than for me. I look at the amount of time that the station has been around and the amount of time that I've been here during those years, and it's hard to believe. Now, I want to go on record and say I was really young when I started here, so I'm not that old.
Was young.
I'm not like Zubek old.
Hey.
But Jake Daniels, Greg Zubek, and me, Brad Copeland, we're sitting around, and we're going to kick off this podcatting series of talking about the history of the cat and the station and talk to some of the old people that aren't around anymore that you know, still, even if they're not in radio anymore or whatever, and remember some of the history of the station. So a lot of it is either going to be stuff that you do remember or maybe not things that you know about and look back on. But we wanted to sort of get together and get the ball rolling since we were all here. When did you start, Zoo?
1982, January 1st, actually.
So were you on the South Side?
Oh, yeah.
Not for very long, right?
Oh, well, we were there for a few months.
Because it moved here in either 82 or 83.
Yeah.
And it was on the third floor, which is where we were when I started. And I think you too, Jake, right?
I started on the third floor, 1992, February 2nd. I remember the
day. I'll tell you a piece of trivia. You know who hired this young man right here? Tell him, Jake.
Doug Sorensen.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Zoo, you remember your first day walking into the studios there on Shields?
Yeah, you know, for many years I thought, I tried to get on the cat. I kept going in there, and they kept rejecting.
And were you living here, or were you living in Lawton?
No, I was living here.
Okay.
Yeah, I was living here, actually. And finally, I got hired. And after I got hired, some new people bought us. And I went, oh, no, I'm going to get fired, you know.
Who were the new people? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Was it the Nichols family?
Nichols, yeah. And they had Brewer and them. I remember the first... Not the first day, but the first day. The first day I was on the air, I came walking in to be trained, and when I walked, can I say everything?
Yeah, sure.
I walked in.
It's the internet; you can say anything you want.
Well, there was a bunch of strippers, and
nice,
and everybody was smoking weed and stuff. And I go, I'm going to love my job.
See, I miss those days.
Yeah, let's bring them back.
Southside, man. Southside.
The only thing I knew was that I remember this story very clearly. When I don't remember if it was when we moved upstairs. It couldn't have been when we moved upstairs. It had to be when we remodeled.
To the sixth floor?
It had to be when we remodeled on the third floor, and they expanded it.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed the reception area. There used to be that blue couch in the reception area.
Right.
And they changed the reception and moved it around a little bit. And they had a drawing for that blue couch if you wanted
to give it away.
And you know who wanted, don't you?
Who, Zoo?
Zoo, because he was the only one that wanted it, because he'd had sex on that couch so many times and nobody wanted to put it in their house.
It was
the
cast. My garage, man.
You still have it?
Yeah.
The dogs sleep on it.
That's amazing. Yeah, so yours would be what? 24
years, 92 to 16. Yeah, 24
and
years.
Yours would be 34 years.
Yikes.
And then mine would be 20. What'd you say yours was, 24?
Yeah, 24.
So mine would be 28 minus 1. That's 27. What's the first big thing that you remember from when you started here, Zoo?
Oh, we used to do a thing called Cat World at the Myriad. It was the
sure. We still did Cat World when I started. We did one of the last ones was with, remember, Steve Earle was there and Bad Company.
Right. And we used to have joint rolling contest and
for real, yeah. Like that was part of the deal.
No kidding.
Yeah,
serious.
It was cool. Yeah,
that's hard for me to even imagine that really went on. Like, because when I started here, it was more like a legitimate organization.
That's where the cat clips came from. Remember the old cat graphic of the cat clips? I think that was where that came from.
Fun times.
Like the first big deal that I was a part of was the last cat beach party downtown, like
the Billy Squire
cat
one.
Beach parties? No, the Billy Squire was at the State Fairgrounds.
Cheap Trick.
Oh yeah,
1988.
That's right.
John Butcher and Cheap Trick.
Okay. John was just here. He didn't play that year.
Oh yeah.
And it the way that it worked out, it was such a weird deal that John had played the year before, and he started dating a girl that was from here, and he came back, and he was here that year, and he came to the show, but he didn't play that year.
Right.
They signed Cheap Trick, and you know, sort of some behind the scenes stuff that goes on is every year we start looking for somebody for Cat Fest or for whatever it is. And so at the beginning of the year, they would start looking for somebody for the beach party. And Cheap Trick had a record coming out. And they were affordable, and they had a bunch of hits, and so it was a band that made sense. We got a deal to have Cheap Trick play the beach party in probably, I don't know, February, March of that year. Well, I'll be damned if the beach party was probably in June. Mm-hmm. In May of that year, the song The Flame came out, which was the first single from that new record, and went to number one. It was like a huge deal, and nobody saw it coming from anywhere. Cheap Trick hadn't been a big deal in a while, and we were basically getting because they were going to come in and play Dream Police and I Want You to Want Me and all that stuff, and the fans would love it, and then they could play their new stuff too. But I'll be damned if they don't have a number one hit record within weeks of coming to play the Cat Beach Party. So we've got this event that's designed for probably, I don't know, a couple of thousand people at the most. And we probably had 10,000 people, 8,000 people.
That's when the fence got torn down.
They tore the fence down.
Is that where they hauled in about 10 tons of sand downtown?
They would bring sand in, and it was the street where the Arts Festival is. I don't know if it's going to be now. I mean, that may change this
year. Off Reno, maybe?
Downtown is so different. Yeah. It's off of Reno at, like, Harvey, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But they would fence in an area, and they would bring in these big tons of sand, and they would lay it out, and it would be like, you know, you go to this concert at the beach, and it was an all-day party. Well, so many people couldn't get tickets more than who were able to get tickets that wanted to go. They tore the fence down. The there were people on the hills and in the trees of the Myriad Garden on that little hill right there,
right,
trying to watch the show. It just became this mess. And I remember the manager, I didn't care because I just, you know,
yeah,
I'd been working here a few months and I thought it was cool. But I remember management freaking out about the way that thing went. But it's one of the most memorable things that it really, even since then, is one of the most memorable things that I've been a part of.
That might have been the last Cat Beach Party, wasn't it?
It was the last Cat Beach Party downtown.
Downtown. Oh, that's right. The fairgrounds and the Speedway arena.
Because it was a more controlled environment.
That's right.
Even if you couldn't get into the beach party itself, you couldn't get into the racetrack.
That's right. You'd have to park your car over off May Avenue.
Right. And it was a more controlled environment. Yeah. And that's why it got moved down there. We went on to have some great shows there. The dude
38 Special.
The dude from Triumph played there. Billy Squire, you mentioned 38 Special.
Maybe Molly Hatchet.
Was Molly Hatchet playing there?
Pauly Shore was one year.
We had Pauly Shore come in one year and AC the thing. Yeah, I mean, it was those were always fun. But boy, that one, the Cheap Trick one, just stands out to me above and beyond all the rest of them.
That's a great story, Cheap Trick. Yeah, that was before me, but I always heard the stories.
It was crazy. It was chaos. Zubak was running around.
Toast.
Living the dream.
Strippers, third floor elevator.
I'm sure a Chiro was there.
Rolling a J.
Hey.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. So what we want to do is, through the course of this year, this 40th year, is sort of remember some of this stuff. And hopefully we'll have some voices that, if you know somebody that worked here, that remembers some of this stuff and would like to be a part of this, let us know, or let them know to let us know so that we can get them in here. But it's a big deal. I mean, there's always this discussion about, well, should we talk about the fact that the Cat's been here for 40 years, or does that make it seem like it's old and out of date? I think the opposite. I think it speaks to how we've sort of been able to evolve through the years and continue to be relevant.
Yeah.
And that, and the fact that we've always worked for companies that have allowed it to exist, because there's a lot of places that would come in and blow up that history and say, oh, I don't care about that.
Right.
So the fact that 40 years down the road, we're still here rocking, I think is really cool.
And still connected to Zubek. You still live in the same area. We still work in the same area.
Sue still lives in the same house. I think you. I swear to God, I think you live in the second house that I've ever known you to live in.
Well,
that's it.
I think
that's
you moved one time.
Yeah.
You know, my story real quick is that I actually grew up in Putnam City School District, not even a mile from here. My folks' house is not even a mile from here. And if that went from Shields to Huron Expressway back in 84. We moved there into the Rollingwood area in 1980. So pretty much, I grew up.
Did you not know even, the station was here?
I never knew the station was here. As a matter of fact, that shopping center across the street, used to be a Pratt's there.
Right.
I was a Sacker at Pratt's.
And you had no idea.
And I remember the TG. Yeah, I never knew. I never knew.
Unless you
never
knew. To come by and see the vehicles
never
in
knew.
The parking lot, or you come up to pick up a prize or whatever. You
never knew. Yeah. Never knew. And then in 1992, you know, next thing you know, well, the Cat's right over there. You kidding? I grew up over here. I never knew it was a couple blocks away. Ride my bike over there and, you know, hang out and throw stuff off the roof of the building.
I guess we could finish with saying, check back for these podcasts. podcast from time to time, and we'll have new stuff and share more with you as the year goes along.
That's right. It's the Stories of the Cat's Past, our podcast series here at cat.com. So thanks for coming in. This is great, guys. And Zubek, thanks for... Can you teach me how to roll a doob?
But yeah, before we do the next one, let's have Zoo roll a
couple
for
us. I won those contests. Of course, we didn't use real weed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was, what was that spice? Oregano? You rolled an oregano doob?
Yeah.